the third part of holy baptism on page 325. So, how can water do such great things? Certainly not just water, but the Word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. For without God's Word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the Word of God, it is a baptism, that is, a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. So this is one of those parts that we recognize the truth that when we're talking about baptism, when we're talking about the water and the Word, that it is the Word that is the operative part of that. The Word is what is actually doing what's going on in baptism, that washing of regeneration and renewal. And the water is really just a tool, right? The water is just a tool that the Word is using. We don't want to kind of get into the idea that the water is somehow special or any more holy or less holy than any other water. This is one of the reasons why we can use pretty much any water in order to baptize somebody, because it's not the water that makes a difference, but that it is instead the Word of God that makes a difference. And again, remembering that when we say the Word of God, we don't mean necessarily, you know, me speaking the right words in the right order necessarily. We really mean when Jesus spoke the words all the way back in the Great Commission, when He kind of instituted it for us there. So again, just kind of trying to make it clear here what we're talking about, where the actual power in baptism is found. It's not in the water, but it is in Jesus's words. So, something to think about and something to remember, especially this week as we're talking about Jesus as our high priest as well.